Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, going head-to-head with AEW Rampage for 30 minutes did not go well for WWE SmackDown.
A Raw superstar is getting another rebrand.
I will tell you who made the finals of WWE's King of the Ring and Queen's Crown tournaments.
And Retro Raw is making a comeback. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're going to kick things off by talking ratings.
Oh,
which
good.
All but guarantees some very civil debate in the comment section and around the world today. It's not a topic that we broach often, only when something big, notable, and actually newsworthy happens. And, well, this is kind of it. So the numbers are in from last Friday. Of course, SmackDown preempted onto FS1. They shoved an extra half an hour on the end. They supersized SmackDown. Half an hour going head-to-head with AEW Rampage. Here's what we have. Overall viewership across the full time of both shows, so that's 2.5 hours for SmackDown and an hour for Rampage. WWE winning in overall viewership, 866,000 to 578,000. In the 18 to 49 demographic, things were much, much closer across the full shows. WWE, 314,000. AEW, 313,000. Very close there, within the 10% margin of error. SmackDown finished third on the night among cable shows. AEW finished fourth on the night. Both of them had a rating of 0.24. But that's not what you want with this Friday discussion. You want to know how these shows did head-to-head, the portion that they were directly competing against each other. And in the P18 to 49 numbers, the demographic, the coveted demographic by which TV shows are ranked on the night and which is looked at more favorably and more lucratively by advertisers and networks, AEW, for 30 minutes, outdid SmackDown. For the overlap, we have AEW coming in at an average of 328,000 viewers in the P18 to 49 demographic, and WWE SmackDown, 285,000 viewers. You've probably seen the tweet doing the round this morning about the quarter hour featuring Ruby Soho and the Bunny going up against Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar in that great, it was a really good main event segment. Mm. They did the same rating those quarter hours. CM Punk versus Matt Sydal was the big ratings winner,
yeah,
outdoing Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch in the 18 to 49 demographic. So a couple more numbers for you before I throw over to Wilborn. I'm well aware that I've been speaking for about 20 minutes here. SmackDown was down 60% in overall viewership and 54% in the demo. Rampage was actually up despite the competition, 15% overall and 39% in the demo. Of course, there are extenuating circumstances here. Moving from Fox to FS1, SmackDown always goes down. And you'd imagine that if the SmackDown was on Fox like it normally is, it would have handily defeated, yeah, AEW here. But this is still notable. It's the first time in 23 years this has happened, WWE being outdone head-to-head on cable. One of their mainline shows, that is. And, I've spoken for 12 minutes. Add another 50.
It is... Oh, it's a fun day to be on Twitter today. Look, a hell of an achievement for AEW Rampage. Like you say, people are going to get into the nitty-gritty of it. At the end of the day, people turn around and say, but they got 800,000 and they got 500,000, or they, in the whole time, got the same P18 to 49 rating. But like you say, when it comes down to head-to-head, it's just objectively there. That's why I wore this T-shirt today, Andy Murray, because we were talking about stats and facts and maths. Rampage beat SmackDown in that demo, all-important demo, which is what, you know, like you say, which is what they are ranked by, which is the most crucial identifier when it comes to those sort of shows. Hell of an achievement. And, yeah, a lot of victory laps being taken on Twitter today, mainly by Tony Khan, of course.
He's had a fun one, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's had a fun one.
Especially because of the, what they call the early released figures.
The Fast Nationals.
Yes, yeah. And the immediate jump to conclusions that everyone took on Saturday or whenever it was that those leaked, that SmackDown had massacred Rampage, which, like you say, if it had been on Fox, maybe that would have been the case, but in terms of like history-making things, you say, what, 23 years?
Yeah, first time since the 26th of October, 1998. It's a crazy night, for sure. I'm sure Tony Khan had a great time on Twitter, getting into it with everyone last night and through the morning as well, I'm sure. But yeah, it's a notable achievement. WWE made this move to go head-to-head, and if this half hour was to be ranked, they would have lost to AEW. So there you go. That's how it is.
Just how about we just accept the stats and facts and maths and all that, and just stay out of comments today, shall we? Just be nice to each other.
Yeah, be civil.
Let's instead all laugh at Karrion Kross, because he's getting another rebrand. Look, I'm sure he's a lovely bloke, but he has been a disaster him moving up to the main roster, getting beaten by Jeff Hardy, then beating him, then putting on that weird mask or whatever. According to WrestleVotes, there are plans to rebrand him, presenting the former NXT champion as a, quote, calm and cool psycho going forward. They're going to tweak his entrance, new music, a fresh walkout seemingly in the works. The helmet may well be staying, though, and there are still no reports about Scarlett reuniting with him, which is the thing that would fix this goddamn character, Andy.
Yeah, it's he's had a really strange main roster arc, hasn't he? He came up and he had the banana skin loss to Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy, a babyface, cheating to win. Interesting move there.
They booked Austin Theory, and I love Austin Theory as well, but they booked him better than the former NXT champion.
They really have, they really have. And that's kind of wild to think about, isn't it? But then he accumulates some wins, but then they decide, hey, we need to change this guy's image. So they put him in a mask that makes him look like Quang. Pardon the French, apologies to our editor. And he's not going over to any level when he's in the ring. There's no real noise coming. They don't even sweeten it. It's just almost dead silence.
He looks like a
gym. He does. It's been a bad run. We have to like look at this compared to where he was in NXT, compared to where he was now. Does a repackaging offer hope for improvement? An optimist would certainly look at that and go, yeah, sure. And maybe it'll be closer to his TNA Impact character. It sounds like it's going to be the case. But is it maybe too late for
this
guy?
You've got it right there. Literally, go, what are you so popular in NXT? Present him that way!
Yeah.
Give him that entrance, give him Scarlet back and have him win loads. It's not difficult.
We've got a thing that works. Let's not do it. Why? All right. Queen's Crown, King of the Ring.
Yes!
Let's talk about
that. Yes, save it! Dreams can come true, kids!
Xavier
Woods won! I mean, Shayna Baszler lost and did it stupid, but anyway, sorry.
Yeah, Xavier Woods has made the finals. He defeated Jinder Mahal on last night's episode of Raw. That means he advances to the finals against Finn Balor.
He kicked out the Deadly Colossus!
Kicked out?
Yes!
Nobody kicks out of the Colossus!
No!
And there we go. They had a little face-off and stuff. Xavier having a lot of fun with the cape and everything else.
Cody waving it behind him, yeah.
It's his lifelong dream. It's hard not to feel happy for him in that moment. And in the Queen's Crown tournament, the final is going to be Zelina Vega, who won on SmackDown, against
Doudrop.
I thought you were going to say Cameron Grimes.
No.
That, the way you teed that
it's
one.
It's going to be her winning it, because you can have King Ibuka and the Queen Doudrop.
So Doudrop pinned Shayna Baszler. Shayna had her in the Kirifuda clutch. Doudrop just kind of rolled backwards. And
can they book another way to pin Shayna Baszler? For Christ's sake, how many times does that happen? Oh, I'm just choking someone out. Oh, referee appears to be counting something. What that can be related to? God, they make it look so dumb. But yeah, unsurprisingly,
yeah.
She won.
And the finals of these tournaments, of course, are at Crown Jewel on Thursday. There you go.
I wonder which match is going to go longer. Is it going to be Xavier Woods versus quite possibly the Demon? Or is it going to be Doudrop versus Zelina Vega? I'm fairly certain they haven't had 10 minutes combined for that entire women's tournament so far.
Probably not.
But yes, exciting times. Looking forward to seeing who wins both of those on Thursday and how they utterly waste the gimmick and don't give... I know this has happened a long time ago, and it's old news this now, but... Why don't they just give the King of the Ring winner a title shot? Doesn't even have to be for the world title. They gave the bloody Carmelo Hayes, the breakout tournament winner in NXT, a title shot of any title. So just just say, oh, if you win this, you get a title shot. And then Xavier can say, oh, we want another tag team title shot. And
so we can be even more successful.
It's just it's so dumb.
It's so easy. It's so easy. And that's why they don't do it.
Honestly. Anyway, good news for WWE fans, finally. Retro Raw is making a comeback. It's coming back sometime in January. This is according to Andrew Zarian of the brilliant Matt Men Pro Wrestling podcast. One of the best podcasts out there that isn't World Culture Wrestling's podcast, of course. Now, these always do reasonably well, don't they? Oh, very yeah, well, they I do. Should say, they Andy. The 2021 Legends Night that attracted over 2 million overall viewers increases nearly 20%, 31% sorry, in the crucial 18 to 49 demo. This always does good numbers for them, and they always book it terribly. They've got till January, Andy. How about they book it well instead of just having Sergeant Slaughter hanging out with Kelly, whatever it is.
The disappointing things about these shows, I guess, is that often it's just, hey, let's put a bunch of people on the stage and line them up and everything else, or worse, let's humiliate Mark Henry and Big Show and people like that. Weird use of the Legends, but people always tune in for them. They really do, when Hulk Hogan and whoever else shows up. Ric Flair obviously won't be there this year. He's now a free agent. Unless they bring him back. They might bring him back.
Yeah.
Who the heck knows? But yeah, like, no great surprise. They always do well, so you can't really hate on WWE for booking them at all. And yeah, who are you hoping for on this one? I, for one, I'm hoping for Gangrel.
Yes, absolutely. I always want to see Scotty Too Hotty on my television. Yes. I love him. So that'd be great. Like, but just off the top of my head, genuinely, I haven't thought about this before we came in here. In terms of booking it, instead of just being like, hey, look,
old guys!
Yeah, so-and-so's here, yeah. And you're just like, what? Have Austin Theory lay out a beloved person and take a selfie with him to give him some heat, and have, I don't know, doink, kick, Happy Corbin in the cock.
Why the hell not?
And then we can laugh at him.
He won't be so happy.
And, yeah, and I just do something with this rather than just... Name! Yeah. Please watch! And then
Person,
not
man.
Getting any current talent over or utilising them in any way. I realise I've buried Happy Corbin, but let's be honest, it can always be salvaged by a zinger by Metcalf Mars. Banter. All right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course. First question today comes from KR21, who says, with Crown Jewel days away, do you see Drew being Big E and Brock squashing Roman and the main men's singles titles changes like we saw instead of title swaps like last year? Also, a possible unified women's title match between Belair and Flair at Survivor Series.
Oh, man. I honest to goodness see Brock Lesnar squashing Roman Reigns, unfortunately, in a Paul Heyman special with Roman regaining the belt, presumably at a later date, so we can feud with Drew later in the
year.
Hell
of a main event for Survivor Series, that.
Yeah,
they do it.
That appears to be the rumour. I think Big E will retain against Drew. I think, you know, Drew's moving over brands, like you've said. They could swap both belts and do whatever they want, but that's how I see it panning out. What was the other part of the question? I've totally forgot.
Belair versus Flair title unification. They ain't unifying anything.
Nah, they're doing a belt swap, baby. It's going to be like the tag titles last year. That's what they're doing, 100%.
It's the dumbest thing ever, the belt swap.
It's weird.
It looks absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't know. I genuinely can't call Roman versus Brock. I think Big E defeats Drew. I think you're right.
Yeah.
And he proved that he's so good, he can coexist with someone on last night's show.
The ultimate achievement.
Yes, but I don't know about Brock and Roman. I keep going back and forth on it. And
don't get me wrong, I obviously want Roman to win.
Yeah.
I just don't know about it, baby.
They aren't unifying any titles. And as I said earlier, whether or not this show goes well depends on whether or not Goldberg loses or not. Please lose.
Kill you Thursday, Bobby.
Stop saying you're going to kill people in Saudi Arabia, Bill. Mike on the mic gives us our second question of the day. With King of the Ring final set, would you like to see the crowning of King Woods on appearance by the Demon at Crown Jewel and be crowned the Demon King?
I would like to see Xavier Woods win because it's just a nice thing. He's been talking about wanting to win King of the Ring for ages, forever. It's a lifelong dream of his, and it's just nice when you get a nice thing on a pro wrestling show. However, I think they're going to go with the Demon. These Saudi Arabian shows are all about big spectacles, right? The crowd wants to see big fireworks and like big names from the past and like showy stuff, bombastic stuff. They're going to want to see the Demon, and I think WWE's idea of that in that match would be, hey, the Demon wins.
Yeah, I think the Demon may well have a shot. If it's Finn Balor versus Xavier Woods, you know who my money's on? The Undertaker taking home the piss crown. Final question today comes from Wrestling Hindsight, who says, catching up on SmackDown Super Show, and something occurred to me. Is Paul Heyman the face of WWE? The best parts of the show involve him. He's not wrong.
I don't like Paul Heyman's
role. I like his role in the feud, right? I think it's tremendous. Tying between Roman Reigns, like, where's his loyalty? The stuff on SmackDown this week was excellent. But I really hate the backstage segments where he's quivering and going,
oh, no, I love it.
Tribal chief. I don't want best being acting on pro wrestling shows. Edge is another one. I'm just...
Oh, yeah, that was a bit too much.
Not into that over-the-top acting style, but his role in the feud is really great. Just tone it down a bit. Stop quivering. It's not convincing. It's like a high school drama sometimes, and I'm not into that.
Yeah, a bits of it, I can understand where you're coming from there. I did like the bit where he's like, you're under the wise man if I say you're the wise man. And he's like, oh, don't let me... Tribal Chief. I quite like that, to be perfectly honest. But the correct answer for who the face of WWE is, of course, is Tony D'Angelo.
Huh? Yes, he's wrestling.
Congratulations. You want to argue about which is the best show, which one, WWE, AEW, Rampage, SmackDown? The best show of the week's tonight, guys. NXT 2.0!
I think we fixed that issue with
if
the sound.
If you don't like that, so you're a goddamn schmuck, huh? Huh? I'm merging that and my 2.0 Matt and Jeff thing, because I was about to say, you want to take a swing, huh? I've got to go there. I'm crossing the streams, Andy. Let's move on to today's and finally. And I know I was joking about the awful, you know, rows that we're going to have in the comments. Why don't we try instead today to do something actually nice? Right, some terrible news breaking overnight. Gia Miller and Ace Austin's apartment, awful this, it burnt down. They saved their cat from there, thank goodness for that. But there is a GoFundMe that's been set up. You may have seen the likes of Brian Alvarez sharing this. A whole host of other wrestlers have been encouraging people. Look, this is everyone's worst nightmare, and there's a chance here for the wrestling community to come together and help out these guys in their lowest moment, because I can't imagine what going something like this could be like. So how about, you know, we've liked this tweet, it's on our Twitter, you'll find it everywhere, the GoFundMe link. Go there, chuck them a few quid, a few dollars or whatever it is, and help them out in this moment of need, or, you know, buy some of their T-shirts from Pro Wrestling Tees or something.
Yeah, I'll go and retweet this from my own account and from the What Culture account as well. A horrible, horrible story to wake up to, absolutely. But let's see if we can do some good and raise some money for them. The good news, of course, is that they're both okay, right?
Exactly.
They're both fine, but it's still a horrendous thing to have to go through. So let's help them out and let's try and raise some money.
Let's be good people today, people.
Huh?
You schmucks. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Day for Daily Wrestling Podcast. Got the Raw review later on today and the NXT 2.0 preview to come later as well. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Have a Nice Day.
Hey, that's nice. You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
My tribal chief.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.